The thought of the committee was that the best time to read this whole report would be after the terms themselves have arrived from the Government of Canada. Then the terms and this report can be taken hand in hand together, because one belongs to the other. That's all I'm going to say about the report. But before I sit down, Mr. Chairman, I want to raise a matter of privilege. There is one thing on which all Newfoundlanders agree. They agree on this. And in no country that I know do they agree more than they do in Newfoundland. They agree on this, that if there is one class of person in Newfoundland, in this country, who deserve the respect and the love and the admiration of the people of Newfoundland, it is the clergy of all denominations. And I regret to say that in this city there is published a daily newspaper which, while we were absent from Newfoundland, doing work for Newfoundland, was contemptible enough to publish prominently a vile and a vicious attack upon a minister of the gospel. And I refer to the Reverend Lester L. Burry, who was not even present in Newfoundland to defend his good name. And that vile sheet, owned and edited by one of the most hypocritical, holier-than-thou, you take it now, I'm going to get this off my chest, whether Mr. Hollett likes
order,
it or not.
Order, please.
It's coming up.
Order.
I'm going to have my say. I'm having my say on this.
Order, please. Order.
Who writes your point of order?
Will you sit down, please? Mr. Dawe, will you be quiet, please?
To receive and possibly later discuss the report the delegation to Ottawa brought back. I submit that is on the order paper, and that alone. I submit that the last speaker is out of order by not speaking to something which is on that order paper. And I, for one, am not going to stay here in this convention room and allow any man to get up here in defense of anybody else at this particular moment.
You can go out. You can go out if you like.
Just a minute now.
You're better off out of it anyway.
Now, a minute, just a minute, gentlemen. If I can't have order in this house, I shall leave the chair. I'll tell you what you're going to do while I sit in this chair. When I go out of it, you can do as you please. But while I'm here, I'll rule. Now, in the first place, Mr. Smallwood's motion was a motion to receive and lay on the table of this House the report of the Ottawa delegation. He made that motion. And before he sat down, he took occasion to refer to an attack which had been made upon a member of this convention. Mr. Smallwood has every right to defend any member of this convention who has been attacked. He has every right to raise it as a matter of privilege. But he has not a right to raise it as a matter of privilege immediately upon moving a resolution to lay this report on the table of the House. Mr. Smallwood, you cannot proceed with that peroration of yours.
Mr. Chairman, I bow to your ruling, and I serve notice that the lid is coming off. And on Mr. Hollett, too, where whoever likes it or doesn't like it. This one time the truth is going to be told about that rag. And I'll do it in the proper moment and at the proper time according to the rules of the House. I move that the report lie on the table of the House.
Is that motion seconded? It's been moved and seconded that this report of the Ottawa delegation be received and laid on the table of the House.